The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tonight the topic is more of how when we put everything together, and what we want to look at is the concept of a functional family. So what is the definition of a family in Islam? We have a secular definition which changes every day, every year. The definition in Canada is one definition, and Islam gives us a different definition, and obviously Islam is the correct definition. But it's generally understood as a man and a woman marrying, and if Allah wills and determines, then they also have children out of that union. You know, one of the problems again that I see, or one of the shortcomings of our community that I see, is man and a woman get married, they've been married for 6 months, a year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and they don't have children. That's not the problem. The problem is when people come to them and say, oh, how long you been married? They'll say, however long. The next question is, how many children do you have? And they'll say, we don't have any yet. And many times, unfortunately, as a community, we jump to conclusions. What's wrong with the woman? Is she defective? Right? What's wrong with the guy? Does he have some kind of issues, you know, being able to conceive a child? And rather than, you know, recognizing that Allah is in charge of this, I've seen this many times, people will begin to point at the woman and say, what's wrong with her? Why doesn't the guy take another wife? Why doesn't he do this? Why doesn't he divorce and find somebody else who can give him children? Right? And we don't recognize sometimes that Allah speaks about this in the Quran, right? You look at chapter 42, Surah Shura, verses 49 and 50, and Allah says, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To God belongs the dominion of the skies and the earth. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ ذُكُورًا. He gives to whomever He pleases daughters, and He gives to whomever He pleases sons. Right? That right there is interesting. Why didn't He say sons and then daughters? Right? Because we always want sons. They'll carry the name on. They'll be the take over the family business. They'll do this, they'll do that. But Allah says He gives daughters and sons. Right? Although Rasulullah had two sons, but they died in infancy. It was his daughter Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. That she survived, she gave him Al-Kawthar. She is Al-Kawthar. Right? So unfortunately, this mentality in the Muslim mind that I think we've gotten from our Jahili culture, especially from the subcontinent, that girls are no worth and daughters are, you know, worthless to have. No, Allah clearly says, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. He gives daughters. وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. And He gives sons. So never be embarrassed if you have a daughter. Proudly say, Allah gave me my firstborn as a daughter. Right? Never be embarrassed and never think that she's a burden on the family or that she's not as much as value as a man. No, Allah doesn't look at the gender, right? It's about that gift Allah has given. And if it is about gender, well then Allah is giving daughters preference over boys, over sons. And then what does He say? He says, O you zawwijuhum dhukranan wa inathan. Sometimes Allah will give you both, sons and daughters. You'll have one boy, one girl, or twins, or two boys and one girl. Whatever combination Allah wants to give, He'll give it to you. Whether you like it or not, sometimes, you know, you see these people who have triplets, quadruplets, you know, it goes on to 8 children. Allah can do whatever He wants. He creates, and He will give whatever He wants to whomever He chooses. But then look at the last part of the verse. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. Sometimes he says he leaves couples without children. They're not able to conceive. They'll spend thousands on different kinds of treatment and going to the best doctors and, you know, artificial insemination and whatever have you. But Allah does not want them to have a child. It's not that Allah hates them. You know, don't think that if you're a husband or a wife in this room and Allah hasn't given you a child that He doesn't like you. No, it's nothing to do with love or hate. Life is an examination. The gifts Allah gives us are an examination. Allah gives children, some people 4, 5, 6 children as an examination for them. Right? Innama, as Allah says, indeed your wealth and your children are a fitna. Not a bad fitna, but the means of a test. You're being examined by Allah. Sometimes not having children as an examination, will you remain on that path although Allah has not given you children? Accept it that this is your fate. Accept it that you won't have children. And thank Allah that He is testing you in this way and that you can pass this examination of life. So what makes a functional family? I'll give us 2 verses of the Quran and we will conclude tonight. What makes a functional family? Now again, there are countless ahadith. There are many good books written by our scholars. For example, there's a great book that comes to mind in English called The Islamic Family Structure, written by Sheikh Hussein Ansarian. He's a contemporary scholar in Iran, in Qum. This book is available in English. It's a very good translation as well. If you just search on alislam.org for Islamic family structure and his last name is Ansarian, you'll find this book. It's maybe about 300 pages. But it's very comprehensive from, you know, the point of creation to the point of, you know, a young man and woman growing and developing and maturing to looking for a spouse. What are the qualities that we should be looking for in the ideal candidate to having children, to then living a good, healthy Islamic life? What makes it a good, healthy Islamic life? What are the aspects that the father has to bear in mind? What does it mean to be a father? You know, being a father, as the late Al-Hajj Malik Al-Shabazz Malcolm X would say, doesn't just mean that you're making a child, because anybody can make a baby, right? But to be a father means that you're there for the child, that the your son and daughter can say, I'm proud that that's my father, that he's there for me. Not that he's at work 20 hours a day and my dad is just the ATM for the family, the cash machine. No, being a father means you're there to help your wife bring the child up or the children up. You know, not that you're just at work all day or you're out hanging with friends and watching sports and, you know, in your man cave all day. No, being a father means that you are being a father to the children, not just that you're a male. And that's a challenge, and that's one of the things that we see even lacking in our community, that we have a lot of men with children, but we have very few fathers. They're not there actively with their wife side by side, bringing the children up. Right? It's not an embarrassment. Imam Ali would gladly take care of Imam Hassan and Hussein alayhim as-salam. There are stories when Imam Ali was the Khalifa, and there was a woman who had to, you know, balance. She was a single mother. She had to balance household affairs and taking care of her children. And Imam Ali would allow her to do the cooking and whatever she had to do, and he would play with the kids. They would climb on his back. They would run around, and he would be there as the leader of the ummah to play with young children. He didn't consider it an embarrassment, him as the imam of the ummah, that he would play with young kids. So if our Mola would not be embarrassed to get on all fours and play and get dirty and have a fun time with children, then we have to recognize as his Shia, if we call ourselves Shia, we wear the Zulfiqar sword and we say we're the Shias of Ali, then as men, let's be men and fulfill our obligation to our family. Let's be a father to our children. Let's be a husband to our wife. Let's be that person that Imam Ali was to his family and to the overall community, that he was there to be a fatherly figure to whoever needed that.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is English Radio at irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.